Good morning, I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. And this week we're talking with Dr. Kuldeep Singh from the LifeBridge Health Bariatric Surgery Program, located at Northwest Hospital in Randallstown. And we're here to talk about how bariatric surgery aids the management of diabetes. It's such an important topic. Dr. Singh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the Journal of the American Medical Association recently found that mild to moderately obese patients with type 2 diabetes were able to improve their health by having gastric bypass surgery versus traditional medical management. Can you talk about how gastric bypass helps with this and why this finding really is so important?
Well, we knew it for the longest time. It's getting the attention of the media now. It's been done for over 45 years, and how it helps diabetes, we really don't know very well, but we know it works very well. It works better than any medication. It actually, if somebody is an adult onset diabetic who's obese or morbidly obese, you can almost expect a remission in diabetes, which means all the sugars become normal, you don't get long-term complications, and you come off the medications in about 80% of patients to begin with.
That's a pretty incredible outcome.
It is, compared to medicines which help you manage diabetes. Here you are just eradicating it for some time. We used to use the word cure, that we cured the diabetes. But it's a relentless disease. It comes back again in about 40-50% of patients, because eventually pancreas fails and you stop making insulin. But it is a very good treatment.
Now, who, you mentioned people who are obese, but who really is eligible for this type of weight loss surgery?
Well, for weight loss surgery, there's a very set criteria. You need to be morbidly obese. We go by a word called BMI, body mass index. You have to be above 40 for that. And how do you calculate is you take your height and weight and you punch in those numbers and it gives you a number. If somebody is 35 BMI, you need to have two serious medical problems. And there are two more criteria. You shouldn't have an untreated mental illness, and you should realize that surgery is only a tool to lose weight.
So this isn't just surgery. I mean, you're dealing with the person's emotional well-being and their physical well-being at the same time.
Well, yeah. Surgery is a small cog in this whole wheel. We have dietitians, psychologists, we have social workers. We educate the patient 6 months to a year prior to the surgery. So the commitment is needed, otherwise it becomes a useless activity.
Can you talk about the advantages that patients, in very real terms, experience after the surgery?
Well, one is the weight loss. Obviously, there is physical aspect to it. There's about 64 health conditions, 12 mental illnesses, and 10 cancers, which are directly related to obesity. And you, it's almost like sun starts shining and all the clouds go away. Literally, this is how effective it is.
It's life-changing.
It is life-changing. It's life-changing not only for the patient, for the family, for the children, for the neighbors, for the community, because it has a ripple effect. Even the pets, even dogs get leaner because they need to run with the patients when they're getting better.
You know, what if I said to you, doctor, I don't know if I need to have this surgery. Can I just increase my exercise and eat better to manage my diabetes?
I think those are essential components. I don't think you can replace one with the other. You have to eat right. You have to maintain your weight, your activity, exercise level. And then there are patients who will need surgery on top of that.
Of course, a big question is how safe? How safe is this procedure?
Well, it's safer than the most of the general surgeries, safer than colon surgeries, safer than heart, hip replacements. In a good center, which is established and done by a comprehensive program, chances of dying is less than 1 per 1,000, which is pretty good, I think.
Dr. Singh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I know
it's a pleasure.
Very hot topic right now, and diabetes is such an issue in this country. If you would like to make an appointment with a LifeBridge Health bariatric specialist near you, you can call 410-601-WELL, that's 410-601-WELL, or visit lifebridgehealthweightloss.org. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. It's 10 o'clock.